Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Underground Sports Philadelphia. Joel Embiid just wants to lay down for his birthday. Episode number 115 right here from Underground Studios. Kyle Bennett with you. Got a lot to dive into today, including Joel Embiid's birthday, Howie Roseman doing Howie Roseman things. We got live Phillies updates as they're playing the Astros right now. Aaron Nola on the mound. Bryce Harper's injury status from yesterday's game. Sixers beat the Kings, and then they get the Bucks tomorrow, so we'll preview that game and break down last night's game. And as Peter Parker would say, Mr. Stark, the Flyers' playoff hopes don't look so good. We've got Underground Madness live. We'll get into how you can enter that. Get your merch. We got two new merch capsules that launched this week, and the Wings play the Seals tonight, so we'll do a little preview of that. Little outside the box on the main show today. But as always, show presented to you by Main Auto LLC, Huffman Farms and Greenhouses, Ducharme's Pro Foot, Security 21, Wainwright Bernhardt Funeral Home, and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated. First things first, Eagles doing Eagles things. Howie Roseman making sure this team is deep, ready to go. Obviously, Wednesday, we touched on Malik Jackson and DeSean Jackson. DeSean's had his press conference since then, and we'll dive into a little bit of that. But LJ Fort gets brought in to the Nest from Pittsburgh. He signs a three-year deal with the Eagles. That can be worth up to $10 million. He's definitely going to be competing for that middle linebacker spot that Jordan Hicks has now left vacated since he went to Arizona. And then the Eagles yesterday do the secondary a little justice, and they bring back Ronald Darby on a one-year deal worth $8.5 million. I think it's a good move there to bring Darby back. You know, the secondary is not exactly fully healthy yet. You don't know the status of Jalen Mills. Darby's been, you know, getting medical treatment from this Eagles team since he tore his ACL late in the season. I thought it made perfect sense to bring him back, and he gets that one-year deal. So Darby's back in the fold. LJ Fort comes to the good side of Pennsylvania. And DeSean Jackson, he seems much more mature than what he was when he left. Obviously, everybody knows DeSean's had kids since then. He's done a lot of growing up, and he's going to be rocking number 10 again, which I think is awesome. Worked out a deal with Matt Collins, and Matt Collins puts out one of the best tweets of all time, you know, saying that he saved people a bunch of money by essentially switching to Geico. I'll see if I can pull up the exact tweet, but he does that, and that's the way you do an ad when you're an athlete. So don't have to go and buy a new number 10 jersey if you have your old one. You can just keep the OG one. Yeah, Max said, got me feeling like Geico the way I saved y'all money on new jerseys. Picture of him and the Geico Gecko. Looks like at the Super Bowl parade, so that's pretty funny. Thought it was a great job by Mac there. I think we all knew DeSean was going to get number 10 one way or another. Who knows what the two guys worked out to get that deal done, but DeSean being back in number 10 I think is awesome. And, you know, some of the things he said at his press conference, you know, there was no hard feelings between him and Howie Roseman, obviously. We know Chip Kelly was the one behind getting rid of DeSean, so it's good to hear that nothing bad kind of boiled over between Howie and DeSean. DeSean called Doug Peterson his guy, and this dawned on me during the week that Doug Peterson was the quarterback's coach when DeSean was here. So that makes a ton of sense from that standpoint that DeSean knows Doug on a personal level from him being a coach. Obviously not his direct positional coach, but, you know, being a wide receiver, you're going to be working with the quarterbacks a bunch. So he knows Doug. He's familiar with Doug, so that's a bonus in itself. and kind of just he wanted to come back and finish what he started here, and he wants to win a Super Bowl, and that's what he's coming here to do. He said he wouldn't come here other than, you know, just to add to what this team already has and to win. He just seems very excited to be home. He did a little photo shoot on his Instagram in the SEPTA station, which I thought was so Deshaun, so Philly, just perfect. And I'm just happy he's back. I think he's going to be an integral part of this offense. He's going to change the dynamic of this team from 2018 to 2019. I think it's going to be a much more similar offense, but better than what we had in 2017. So, Deshaun, welcome back, official to Philadelphia. LJ Fort, he comes in. A lot of you, if you remember back in 2012, if you can think back that long, he picked off Michael Vick in the end zone on the first play of the game against the Cleveland Browns in the home opener. So LJ Fort comes in. He was an undrafted free agent in 2012. He's played for, like I said, the Browns. He's played for the Denver Broncos, the Seahawks, the Bengals, the Patriots, and stuck with the Steelers on their active roster from 2015 to 2018. And now he's joining the Eagles. So welcome aboard LJ Fort. He's going to compete for that middle linebacker spot. And a lot of people are kind of just like discounting it a little bit. I think it's a big pickup for this Eagles team. He's athletic. He's going to get, you know, down to the ball and everything. He's going to be dynamic on special teams. I think it's a very good pickup for this team. And it's going to help with the departure of Jordan Hicks to have a guy next to Nigel Bradham that's athletic the way that LJ Fort is. And obviously you don't want him doing what he did during the season and covering a guy like Keenan Allen for the entirety of a game, because it just makes no sense. But if, you know, he can contribute on some sort of level that is positive to the team, I think it's a big deal. So LJ Fort comes into the fold, and Ronald Darby's back. So four moves so far for the Eagles that don't affect the compensatory pick formula for them. And I think that's something that Howie Roseman is paying big attention to this offseason. He doesn't want to lose those comp picks. I think he wants to gear up for either trades or, you know, just having a bunch of draft capital for these upcoming seasons. And obviously Nick Foles going to play into that. Jordan Hicks has the potential to play into that. So we'll see how that kind of folds, unfolds for this team. But I think Howie's playing the compensatory pick game this offseason, and I don't blame him. You know, the Patriots have done it. The Rams did it most notably last season. And it just gives you more of a chance to hit on draft prospects when you get those picks. So four guys back into the fold. We lose Jordan Hicks. We lose Nick Foles. And that's really been it. And obviously Brandon Graham is back. So that's another guy that they just retained. And you don't lose anything from that. And then the Jason Kelsey and Isaac Seumalo and Jason Peters restructure. So I think so far the Eagles have had a solid offseason. I would give them a B+, A-. I still think they need a running back. I was disappointed that Tevin Coleman and Mark Ingram were not in the cards for this team. I think that both of them would have been perfect fits, but you can only do so much, and both of them would have counted against that compensatory pick formula for the Eagles. So that just goes to show, obviously, they're playing that game because Tevin Coleman was super cheap, 2 years, $10 million. Mark Ingram, super cheap, 3 years, $15 million. So there's that. I think a tweet from Adam Kaplan from the Inside the Birds on the Go Birds podcast network kind of hinted at something that I've been looking into, and there's potential for Jordan Howard and Duke Johnson to be traded for. I like that my guy Mike Kay from NJ.com tweeted into existence the whole Melvin Gordon idea. Melvin Gordon on this Eagles team would be unbelievable if they could pull something off there with the Chargers, but I highly doubt that would happen. But if it did, hey, bring me Melvin Gordon on a golden chariot. Let him come into Philadelphia in style. He is dynamic. He would be unreal with Carson Wentz and these receiving options that he has. Bring me Melvin Gordon. I would love to speak that into existence and actually have it happen, because as Mike Kay tweeted it, I was thinking about the same exact thing moments before I saw his tweet. So me and Mike Kay got this this Eagles telepathy that I'm really digging. So we're going to get Mike on the podcast soon too. Definitely think that needs to happen, but it's how we do and how we think. Free agency's open, and you know, I don't expect any big dynamic free agent moves. I think the big move was Malik Jackson, and we'll see what happens from there. I think it'll be more minor depth moves, and yeah, that's what I expect. I expect the compensatory pick formula to be their biggest focus, and then go into the draft and address needs through the draft with their 8 picks that they have, or 9 picks, whatever it may be, and build the team that way. So that's the latest on the Eagles and what they're doing. Phillies, the biggest news is always going to be Bryce Harper. And yesterday, Bryce Harper took a ball off of his ankle, and the entire internet exploded. He went down to the ground, was kind of wincing in pain, was limping around the dugout. But I bring you good news, Underground Sports Philadelphia fans and listeners and viewers. It does not look like it's going to be serious. Phillies lineup today, by the way, real quick. Cesar Hernandez, Odubel Herrera is playing in his first spring training game. JT Realmuto, Nick Williams, Phil Gosselin, Dylan Cousins will probably be the first round of things there. The TV kind of went a little quick for me, but I'm going to pull it up from the Phillies' Twitter page. It's, like I said, Cesar Hernandez, Odubel is DHing, Realmuto playing catcher, Nick Williams in left, Phil Gosselin at third base, Dylan Cousins in center field. That's interesting. Sean Rodriguez at first base. Adams in right field. That's Lane Adams. Petit at shortstop. And Aaron Nola pitching. So that's your Phillies lineup today. But Bryce Harper does not look like it's going to be seriously like a serious problem. Phillies tweeted 2 hours ago, well, apparently in the medicine community, negative means good, which makes absolutely no sense in the real world community. That would be chaos. Couldn't agree more. I think it is weird that it's called negative. He's day-to-day with a right ankle contusion. X-rays were negative. He dodged a potentially, you know, serious injury there. So Bryce Harper said, wish I would have dodged the baseball. Definitely could have been a lot worse, but felt good today coming in. Was a little sore. Just going to take today and do what I need to do and hopefully see what we can do tomorrow. Gabe Kapler said he felt confident that Harper would be in the lineup on opening day. Agreed. Harper agreed with that assessment, that he doesn't expect any further setbacks. So that's the positive news there. Bryce Harper, if you were not going to be in the opening day lineup because of some guy that's not even going to be on the opening day roster for the Blue Jays, I would have been furious at that guy for all of eternity. But Bryce Harper, he's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay. And that's all that matters. He's going to be fine. So Odubel taking his first spring training at bat right now. He's in an 0-2 count. I expect a little bit of a slow, you know, approach to Odubel's game today just to kind of get back into the swing of things. He's going to be an important part to this team this year for sure. I think Odubel batting lower in the lineup, not necessarily being relied on as the guy to be the dynamic hitter. Odubel takes a close pitch, but it's a ball, so it's 1-2. Is going to do numbers for him. You know, he went from 2017 batting .281 to last year batting .255. And we always talk about it on the show that his numbers kind of went to hell as soon as his on-base streak ended on that fluky play. So I think if that never happened, Odubel's still batting like a fiend. But, you know, he's going to take a slower approach to his spring training, kind of get back into the flow of things. He's in a 2-2 count right now. He's got the all-blonde dreads. He looks in much better shape than he did last year at this time, so I think that's another positive that he's in baseball shape rather than, you know, trying to get into shape while he's in spring training. He looks like he's in midseason shape, so that's a positive to look at from Odubel. And he slices one, and of course the shift beats him, so Odubel grounds out, and not a bad at-bat there from Odubel Herrera. So I'm intrigued to see what he can do lower in the lineup this year with a lot of pressure taken off of him. And I will always be pro-Dubel no matter what, wherever he ends up, whether it's long-term with the Phillies or not. so JT digging in right now. I'm just excited for Phillies baseball, and we kind of confirmed it today. Our Underground Sports Philadelphia night at the ballpark, first of many, hopefully, this season. The first one will be opening night, March 31st. If you're going to the game, let us know. Come tailgate with us. Come hang out. We're going to do some fun stuff before the game, potentially do a parking lot podcast from the Jetro lot and kind of just get ready for this Philly season. Then we're going to go to the game. It's opening night t-shirt night with the new Phillies Bell logo on it. Really cool looking shirt. And we're going to be sitting in right field to cheer on Bryce Harper, our new prodigal son of Phillies baseball. So if you're going to opening night, let us know. Tweet at us at UndergroundPHI. Message us here on Facebook, Instagram. Let us know if you're going. We'd love to meet up with anybody that'll be there that listens to or watches the show. And we're just going to have some fun. So come hang out. Come say hi. All that good stuff. JT slices a single into right field, and he gets on base with two outs in the bottom of the first. JT Realmuto is so good, guys. I can't wait to watch him be playing for our Phillies rather than playing for the Marlins. Most underrated pickup of the season, of the offseason, in my opinion, for the Phils. But yeah, we'll be at opening night, March 31st, 7 o'clock game, ESPN Sunday Night Baseball against the Braves. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've been mapping out the games I want to go to this year. Obviously, I'm a big giveaway guy, and the Phillies do a great job with those giveaways. But first one of many, March 31st, 7 o'clock, Phillies Braves at Citizens Bank Park. You'll catch Underground Sports Philadelphia there. And speaking of Bryce Harper and the Phillies, we dropped a new merch capsule. The Philly Loaded capsule is live on our TeePublic storefront. Make sure you go get that. Really good-looking design that we concocted, and we'd love to see all of our people wearing it. So it's on sale right now for 30% off for the first 3 days. So today's day one. So through the weekend, it'll be on sale. Make sure you get your merch. All the money we make from every apparel and merch sale goes right back into the podcast. Every single cent. It helps us continue our daily operations for what we're able to do to provide all the content we do. And it's greatly appreciated. We like seeing all of our people wearing our merch too. So go get that Philly Loaded merch. Next on the slate, the Sixers. They beat the Kings last night. Big win for them. They mostly dominated the entire game. The score doesn't show that. But they came out last night, and they defended their home court. They win 123-114. Jimmy Butler leading the way with 22 points. Tobias Harris with 19. Joel Embiid with 21. Ben Simmons with 18. J.J. Redick with 19. That's what you want from your starting lineup each and every night. Those five guys putting up numbers like that. You know, nothing crazy. Embiid, obviously, 17 rebounds is big time. So another double-double for him. Tobias was key last night. Boban with 12 off the bench, 12 and 7. Mike Scott with a key 6 points. TJ with 4. James Ennis with 2. So just a quality night for the Sixers last night against the Kings as they won 123-114. Jimmy Butler looked fantastic. That's the Jimmy Butler the Sixers traded for in November. He joked around in his press conference with Tobias last night about the weather kind of changing, and that's why he's been playing well. I'm going to see if I can pull that up, actually, because it's pretty funny the way Tobias kind of reacted about it. He was kind of just annoyed that they were talking about the weather rather than the game that they just played. And I don't blame him. You know, I can understand that frustration, but I'm going to pull that clip up if I can find it here. Don't know if I can. Here it is. Let me just plug in the audio there because that's what makes a play. So this is Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris last night after the game talking about the weather.
It is hot as hell in that locker room, though. I will tell you that. But I'm telling you, the good weather, it only helps. Makes my knees not ache as much.
You know, it's supposed to snow.
You would say that shit right now.
How was that last one, guys?
Jimmy, when did you see all this? Have you ever noticed any sort of a trend like that before? Like, I mean, you say the warm weather makes you feel good. Have you ever, like, noticed a break in games or, like, had a good game when there's a break in cold weather?
I mean, it's not really all about the weather, but, like,
thank you.
When – what? I'm just saying, when it I were mean, you pissed I, off that it was 75 degrees?
No, but are we just going to ask about the weather for you? This I is feel I mean, good. We just played a game.
I'm 75 degrees.
This is ridiculous.
Well, whenever it rains and snows and sleet and hail tomorrow, don't say nothing. Don't call me. Don't do nothing. Just saying, 70. It's not bad that it was 75 degrees outside.
It's not.
We want 75 degree weather.
So that was Jimmy and Tobias after last night's game talking about the weather. I got a great laugh out of that one. I thought it was hilarious that Tobias was just pissed off. They were talking about Jimmy's knees and the weather. But, man, if the weather plays any type of factor in Jimmy Butler playing the way he did last night, please stay warm for as long as you can, Mother Nature, because we need that type of Jimmy Butler going into the playoffs. That's the Jimmy that we traded for and the Jimmy that I think – a lot of us, including that Sixers front office, expect. That's what they want from a guy like Tobias Harris, or from Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry. So, Jimmy, keep playing the way you did last night, and things will be gravy going into the playoffs. Overall good win last night. Got the Bucks tomorrow on the road. Tough test. The Bucks are the best team in the NBA, record-wise. They've given us trouble so far this season. We don't really play well against them. Obviously, they have Giannis. They have Pau Gasol now, Chris Middleton. Just a really good team. And I think if the Sixers want to win, they need the way Jimmy Butler played last night to happen again. And they need just overall, you know, quality performances from the bench. Guys like James Ennis, Mike Scott. You need a quality performance again from J.J. Redick. You need quality from, you know, Boban. You need it from all the guys that are going to be playing to have, like, superb games if they want to beat this Bucks team. They're very good. And you need these Eastern Conference wins down the stretch to help secure that third seed. If we look at the standings right now, if I can find them, NBA standings. Look at the standings right now after last night's game. Sixers leapfrog the Pacers due to the tiebreaker that they have over them. So they are currently the third seed. So it goes Bucks, Raptors, Sixers, Pacers, Celtics, Pistons, Nets, Heat, and the Magic kind of hovering around still, you know, as the season kind of gets close to an end. But being the third seed is what's key. You don't want to play the Pacers. You don't want to play the Celtics. You want to get a team like the Pistons, or if Miami can somehow leapfrog the Nets, I think we'd match up well against them. We don't match up well against the Nets at all, but need to avoid the Pacers and the Celtics. So if they can draw the Pistons in the first round, I think that would be huge, 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 especially the way Embiid plays against Andre Drummond. It'll just be big time, but you need to beat these big teams, and I think tomorrow is a big test for this team going into this, you know, final stretch of the season. First of two games that they have left against the Bucks, so the second one being at home. So they just need to take care of business, go on the road, and hopefully pull out a road win. The Sixers are 16-16 away from Wells Fargo Center, so get that record over 500 on the road. So that's what they have for them tomorrow. It's Joel Embiid's birthday. He's 25. I feel like a complete failure because I am also 25, and Joel Embiid's been a dominant force in the NBA for a few years now, and we're just happy he's ours. So cheers to you, the process, Joel Embiid. Keep doing your thing, brother, and hopefully you won't copyright claim us this year for any of our merch, but cheers to you, man, and get us to the promised land. We're just happy you're ours. So Joel Embiid, 25 years old today, unbelievable. He's part of our Underground Sports Philadelphia Wall of Fame along with his mask from last postseason, so always going to be a key part of our podcast. So cheers to you, Joel, and have a Shirley Temple on me. Looking at the Flyers, man, last night was rough. They lose that game 7-6 when they were up 5-2. just not a complete performance for the Fly guys. No luck of the Flyrish for them as they played the Toronto Maple Leafs in their St. Pat's uniforms. It was tough. You know, they were up 5-2. I was feeling good, and then I go on Twitter. I see Matt's brother tweet out a screenshot of a text message saying that the Flyers were going to lose 7-6, and I was like, why would you speak that into existence, Will? And don't you know it, they lose 7-6. You know, we get our hopes up with this Flyers team every single year, and I try to support, you know, this squad, but they're just not there yet. They're not there yet. They don't have a coach. They finally found their goalie. There's just a lot of dead weight on this team, and they need to figure some things out in order to be a dominant playoff team. It sucks because they're wasting the prime years of Claude Giroux each and every game. You know, I just don't want them to make the playoffs this year. I don't want them to really, like, see the expectation of, oh, we made the playoffs, we're fine. No, you need to miss the playoffs this year to reset this team, figure out what you're going to do moving forward to preserve these last few prime years of Claude Giroux and get this team on the right foot. Find your real head coach and just do what you need to do to make this a successful hockey team again. It's been a long time since this team's been in the playoffs and successful in the playoffs. You know, I want those feelings of 2010 again. I want the Stanley Cup Finals to be at the Wells Fargo Center again. And with this current roster, with this current coach, it's just not going to happen. And they need to figure that out and figure out what they're going to do in order to improve this team. And missing the playoffs has to be step one of that. They're not mathematically eliminated yet after last night's loss, but essentially they're eliminated. They would have to have a perfect record to finish the season, as well as having teams help them out in the standings by losing, winning, all that good stuff. So does not look like we're going to have Flyers postseason hockey this year. But thankfully, our Philadelphia Phillies are back, and they'll carry us through the spring and summer and through the fall as well, along with the Eagles. And hopefully the Sixers making a deep run into the summer in their respective playoff hunt. So Flyers, listen to us now. Embrace the tank. Just finish it out losing. Get a better draft slot. Help yourselves out. It's what's best for the culture. Do what's right, and that's that. Like I said, you got to figure out the identity of this team. And right now they don't have it. Obviously, Claude Giroux, TK, Carter Hart, Provorov, but they're just bland, man. You know, they're bland, and they need to get a fire lit under them in order to be successful. And I think that starts with getting the right head coach and getting rid of some of these dead pieces that aren't going to help you in the long run win a Stanley Cup. Underground Madness. Yes, you see the hashtag. It's back. Our March Madness tournament is back. If you're watching this right now, message us on Underground Sports Philadelphia's Facebook page that you want in, and we will send you the link to join the group. We want as many people as possible in this bracket this year. Last year we did it, had a fun time, gave away the championship t-shirt. We're doing the same thing again this year. The winner gets the championship t-shirt, the official shirt that every single player on the winning team from the NCAA tournament will be wearing. So that's a free t-shirt right there, free high-quality t-shirt that would normally probably run you about $40. You get it for free. So if you want in, if you're listening to this on the replay on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, just DM us on Twitter, message us on Facebook, Instagram. Let us know you want in. Send us your email, and you will be in. Simple as that. March Madness is always fun. Me and Matt were talking about it on Wednesday. You know, we have our setup here at my house, and we just set up probably like 6-7 screens, our two phones, our laptops, his iPad, TV, my sister's laptop. We're just watching games all weekend long. It's a fun time of the year. It's one of the best sports sections of the calendar year. You know, you got baseball coming up, you've got basketball, you've got hockey, you've got March Madness, and you've got NFL offseason stuff, and you've got the NFL draft at the end of April. So a lot of fun things coming. But if you want in on Underground Madness, just DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram with your email, and you're in. It's that simple. We're still doing our Bryce Harper jersey giveaway on our Twitter page. All you have to do is follow us on Twitter at UndergroundPHI, retweet the tweet, and then leave a 5-star rating / review on Apple Podcasts welcoming Bryce Harper to Philadelphia. And I will be reading all of the 5-star ratings and reviews on a bonus podcast following the announcement of the winner. So right now I have about 171 5-star ratings and reviews to read through, and it's going to be a doozy. I'm looking forward to it and dreading it all at the same time, because my voice is going to be shot after that podcast. But make sure you enter that contest giveaway. It's a free Bryce Harper jersey of any variation you want, whether it's the red pinstripes, powder blue, the cream, the gray, the red, whatever one you want of those 5 jerseys, it'll come your way if you win the giveaway. Wings and Seals play tonight, the Battle of the Expansion Teams, 10 o'clock p.m. As always, I'll be live tweeting the game on my personal Twitter, at KBIZZL311. Shout out to the old AIM screen names for that one. But yeah, they play tonight, first West Coast trip of the season for the Wings, going against the Seals. It should be a fun one. Very, very much looking forward to it. And yeah, hopefully they pull out a win. That would be nice. Kind of keep their playoff hopes alive. 2 teams in the NLL clinched playoff spots last night, the Bandits and the Swarm. So there's only 2 playoff spots in the East available to be clinched. It's very unlikely that the Wings will get in, being that they only have 2 wins. But, you know, build that winning culture and get some wins out and pull some upsets on some of these teams going into next year. So Wings and Seals, 10 p.m. I'll be live tweeting it. It's on BR Live, not a sponsor of the podcast, but it is a free weekend on BR Live for all of their content. So you can watch the Wings game for free tonight. You don't need a subscription. You can watch any sport that BR Live provides for free this weekend. So goodbye BR Live for doing that one for everybody. But it's Joel Embiid's birthday. It's my sister's birthday yesterday. Phillies are playing. That's about it for this edition of Underground Sports Philadelphia. Nice little rundown of what's going on. Hopefully Bryce gets healthy. We'll keep be keeping an eye on what Howie does in free agency, as seems like the second wave of free agents are coming through now. All the big name guys kind of getting gobbled up already. Sixers and Bucks tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that game. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day weekend, have fun, enjoy yourself, be responsible. And yeah, as always, show presented by Maine Auto LLC, Hoffman Farms and Greenhouses, Ducharme's Pro Foot, Security 21, Wainwright Bernhardt Funeral Home, and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated. Like I said, if you want to get into Underground Madness, DM us on our socials. We'll send you the link to your email. Just DM us your email, and it'll be in your inbox immediately. Get your merch, our Philly Loaded merch, and our Ding Ding Outside the Box merch, both available on our TeePublic storefronts now. Those are 2 merch capsules, the first 2 we've dropped since football season. So brand new merch wave coming through for the spring. Make sure you cop those. We got DeSean Jackson merch coming soon, too, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And 10 o'clock, if you're up, stay up with me and follow along with my live tweets of the Wings and Seals game. And hopefully the Phils pull out a win here, as they're down 1-0 against the Astros in the bottom of the 2nd inning. So hopefully we get a win there, but that's going to do it. So for everybody here at Underground Sports Philadelphia, I'm Kyle. This has been episode number 115. We'll catch you guys live again on Wednesday, and we'll have a Wings postgame show tonight that'll be in your sub boxes tomorrow morning with myself and Herm the intern. So for everybody here at USP, from Underground Studios, I'm signing off. Peace.